The Witch's Daughter by Nina Borden. The recording of this book has been made possible by generous donations from the Rotary Clubs, making up Rotary International District 1100 during the year of Governor Stuart Gilbert, a member of the Hereford Wye Valley Club.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Bewitched. The witch's daughter sat on a rock in the bay. It was a huge rock, with steep sides of black basalt, turreted like a castle and crowned with purple heather. On one side, the sea thundered, throwing up spray like white lace. Inland, the wet sand of low tide stretched back to the dunes and the brown slopes of Ben Lynn beyond. The bay was empty, except for a few bullocks at the water's edge, and the gulls that swooped and cried like kittens over the shore and the hills of this Scottish island of Skua. The witch's daughter closed her eyes and flew with the gulls in the air. She turned and dived and felt the wind cold on her face. She flew in her mind. Her body sat still on the rock. Her name was Perdita, which means lost. Her eyelids fluttered open. She looked out to sea and saw the red steamer from the mainland moving across the bay. Perdita stood up and turned inland. Once off the heathery cap of the rock, the way down was dangerous. But she was neat and unhesitating.